It's 96.3 WHUR, Today 2K and Back in a Day. Sounds like Washington. Sunny and the City here. We've been talking about her all week long. The DMV has been waiting. I mean, when is Kiki coming? When is Kiki? She is here, Kiki Palmer.
Hey, girl, what's
Hi.
Up?
Welcome to the DMV.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you for having me. I'm so glad to be here.
Listen, I saw an outfit you were wearing last night, and I was like, what
the little
is that?
That little jean, Moschino.
It looks really good.
You would eat down in there. Based off of what I'm looking at right now, honey, you would be just giving it
everything. Well, you know, me and you are hosting Air Restaurant Lounge tonight.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
I know. So I'm like, let me still... We'll
it's about
talk
to be
about
fun.
So, you were just nominated for Emmy.
Oh my gosh!
Wow!
Yes. Thank you so much. I'm so hyped. It's so exciting. I did the show Password with Jimmy, and
yes.
It was so exciting when he called me to do it, and just to see that we're now getting nominated for this Emmy is insane.
Now you have won so many awards. I mean, we've seen you grow up, and I'm sure is there like a case somewhere full of awards? Like, where does that go? Where does
so,
all this
you know
go?
What? It's so funny. I give all my awards to my mom.
Okay.
So in my mom's house, on her mantelpiece, you will see it's like the NAACP Awards, my Emmy Award. Like, she has all of them up there. So she usually gets all my stuff.
I love that. Do you ever just sit in front of them and like, I'm that girl. Look at this. Look at this.
You know,
this.
Whenever I'm at her house, I'm like, wow.
Right?
Okay, KK. Every now and then, you know, I'll be like, wow, look at that.
Wow. I mean, we've seen you grow up right in front of our eyes. And you just... you have this energy, right? You just seem so humble. You seem
Thank
so down to earth. Why do you think that is? Because it doesn't happen a lot with child stars. We've seen stories, and you just seem to be on a really great path.
Thank you. I think I have a really good family and support system. I mean, I definitely have gone through my own ups and downs in life and in career. You know, like anybody else. I think I just keep moving forward, and I just, you know, stay focused on what it is I love to do, which is entertain. And I don't know, I go with the punches. I don't think there's any recipe or there's any perfect way to live. And I do feel like sometimes people got to be a little bit more kinder to the child entertainers, because we've lived a very specific lifestyle. And we're not going to be kids forever. So eventually we're going to do something that you don't expect us to do, because we're growing into our own people. And so sometimes what seems to be crazy is just someone finding their own individuality. But yeah, for me, I think when it comes to just staying grounded, it's my family. And then humility is just, you know, me being able to see God's grace and being grateful for that, and just wanting to stay, like, you know, humble.
And you have a really great relationship with your mom, and you're a mom now.
Yes, which is insane. I can't believe it. I was just looking at the picture of my baby. I mean, he's
Oh,
perfect.
My goodness.
He's literally the most perfect human in the world, and I'm just so grateful to be a mom. Like, I dreamed of this day.
Wow.
And even still, when I look at him, I'm like, you're really my baby.
You're
really my child. Like, there's no way that you're really my child. And then I look at my body, I'm like, thank God, honey, because this could have went a bunch of ways.
But speaking of being a mom and your really great relationship with your mom, what is one of the best pieces of advice that your mom gave you about being a mom?
Wow, you know what? What is the best advice that my mom gave me about being a mom? Man, I don't know. My mom isn't overly dramatic, like, let me tell you something about being a mom. She doesn't do that kind of stuff. Her advice kind of comes out through conversation. So I guess what I would say is she really has just given me the advice of encouragement in terms of, like, you know, it's not going to be perfect, and you figure it out as you go. There's no right way to be a mom. As long as you're there and you love your child, you're doing the best you can, then you're doing right.
She wasn't like the helicopter parent to
you.
Right.
Was she? I don't know. I mean, my mom could have infantilized me just a little bit. You know what I mean? Especially in this industry. But ultimately, she did give me the tools to be able to survive without her. I think that once I got to about like 24, 25, I really did say, okay, phew. I do think that I know. I mean, God forbid the day that my mom's no longer with me. I do feel like I'll be able to survive without her. Right. But just speaking to you on that in itself, I think a lot of my mom's advice probably did just come from her raising me.
Mm-hmm.
How she raised me. The kind of mother that she was to me. I can hope that I'm only half of that, you know, to my son.
Because you're a mom.
It's so crazy because I'm a mother.
You are.
It's so insane. I can't believe this.
Oh, my goodness. Well, it looks really good on you.
Thank you.
You're just glowing.
Yeah, this is the happiest time of my life, for sure.
Your album.
Yes, Big Ball.
Oh, wow. We actually just played the song.
Oh, which one?
Let's see. Which one did he put in?
Waiting, For Real, For Real.
Standards. Period. Let's talk about the album. What's your favorite song on there?
So my favorite song is, I mean, I do love Standards because that's kind of like the title song, especially to the movie when you watch the Big Boss movie. But then I also love Waiting because it has like kind of like a rappy, singy vibe. I love the attitude of it and the vibe of it. I also love Love Language because it's kind of like old school. But yeah, so yeah, those are some of my favorites. But overall, I mean, I love this album because it speaks to this era that I'm in my life that continuously becomes more accentuated every day. You know, when I put Big Boss together, I was with Tricky and he was like, how do you feel? What's going on in your life? What's in your mind? I'm like, well, I just feel very much so like that girl. You know, I'm doing my own thing. I'm independent. I got my, you know, I'm investing in my own stuff. I'm in a position and a time and a place where I'm also benefiting from the investments that I put in for the last few years, especially digitally. I'm in building my own personal brand as a content creator, and it gave me a lot of freedom in other aspects of my life. And so from there we did the album, and then when I was thinking about putting it together, I ended up writing the film for it, which came as a surprise. I didn't even know that that was the story that I wanted to tell. I got encouragement from my manager Billy, and he was just like, go for it, tell your story, and like, don't be afraid to lean into your acting and what makes you you. Because, you know, I am multifaceted. I don't just sing. I don't just act. I do it all. And when I sat down and really wrote the project, it was just the whole idea of Big Boss. It really just accentuated itself in a way that I didn't expect. And then now, as I keep growing, I mean, since then, I become even more of a Big Boss from the Key TV network. You know, and then just all the other things that I've been investing in terms of my career. It just, it's crazy. So, yeah, I mean, it just, this Big Boss era, it continues to surprise even me. Me becoming a mom, being a mom and a career woman. It's insane.
What's harder? What's harder, sitting down and putting an album together or studying or what's the word I'm looking for? It's studying, you know, studying for your role, for a role, big role.
It can depend on the project, right? If it depending on the role, that can be quite intense. You know what I mean? I did a movie where I played in somebody who was a slave but was not in slavery times. It's this movie I did called Alice, and it was about this young woman who was on a plantation who assumed that she was like in the, you know, in the slavery era, but actually slavery had been abolished and she was actually in the 1970s. And so the movie is about her relationship with a Commons character, and how he teaches her about, you know, what has happened actually in time. So it's kind of like we go through history and she becomes like very empowered. That movie was intense, right? That was like a very intense movie. That, you know, I don't always do movies like that. But if it's something like that, then yeah, that could be quite heavy and takes you places. And then with the album, I think it's intense, but not in that same way. I think the intensity comes from how to tell the story that you're trying to tell with that project. Kind of, you know, it's still storytelling, but it's in a different way. You know, you first, sometimes you start out with the theme, you know what I mean? Or you start out with the energy, or you start out with the song. With this, I started out with energy and the theme, Big Boss. And then from there, everything kind of came together. And I really also stayed open. It wasn't as rigid as what a script can be. You know, I stayed open with how I wanted to tell that story and also let life guide me to telling it.
I love that. Wow. Key TV, that's really major.
Yes.
Giving other people a platform. I think that's really, really important. Like I was watching you talk about that, because everybody wants to be a star. Everybody thinks that they should be, or that's how you really get on. And a lot of times, as you know, in this industry, there are so many people behind the scenes that make a lot of important decisions and move things and put things in motion.
Yeah.
And they are just as, if not more important.
And we need more people in those positions of color.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Like, there's not only one place you can be, which is in front of the camera. You know what I'm saying? You can also be, you know, instead of being the player, you could be the coach.
Right.
You could be the person that's calling the shots. You could be the ones telling the stories. We always talk about we want more representation. Well, sometimes that comes from having a writer that can tell that story or that point of view, or a director or a cinematographer. And so along the journey with Key TV, I've met, you know, Key TV is a network in the sense of something that you watch and you can see art, but also a network in the sense of like who you can connect with. I've learned and connected with so many more black creators than ever before with Key TV. And then they've introduced me to more. And so we continue to build upon that network of people that we want to collaborate with and work with. And then everybody is always willing to play different roles and positions. Sometimes I'm a director. Sometimes I'm a producer. We have sometimes somebody that's a director. They're also acting.
Yeah.
So everybody switches roles and we're having fun and we're all being able to stretch our wings. And ultimately, bring opportunities to one another. Because I think that's really what it takes. When we talk about putting power more in people of color's hands, it comes with us collaborating with one another. You know, we got to lift each other up and build each other up in order to get to that next step.
Yeah. So Broccoli City this weekend.
Yes.
You're hitting the stage.
I'm hitting the stage, honey. Okay. Saturday. You don't want to miss it.
Okay.
Playing some new music, playing some old stuff, you know, hands free, bossy, all that good stuff.
I'm so excited for you.
Thank you.
I wanted to, before we let you go, we're going to do quick five questions.
Oh, I'm excited.
Quick. If you can be anyone else for the day, who would you be and what would you do?
Oh, my gosh. I would probably be Joe Biden.
Okay.
Period.
Why?
Because I want to see what's really going on up in that presidency.
You know, I'm watching Scandal right now.
Honey,
again.
I'm trying to see what's going on in that presidency. Right. I'm trying to get up in there and give all the student loan debt some ease. No, I
like,
really would love
to. What can I erase? What can I shake up in
24
hours?
Shake things up and get out of his body and let him deal with it?
Who do you still get starstruck by every time you see them?
Who do I still get starstruck by? Who do I still get starstruck by?
Mm-hmm. I told you these are tough questions, okay? This is
I'll be
real
honest,
journalism.
Sometimes I really do get spooked when I'm around. Whenever I see CB around, he does kind of spook me.
Okay.
I know he probably thinks I'm weird and crazy, but I'm just always like, how you doing? Let me get out your way.
No matter.
Yeah.
How many times you see him?
No, seriously. I'm always like, yeah. All right, I'm going to go.
Right.
Yeah, I just look crazy. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Spooky.
If your friends had to describe you in three words, what would they say about you?
I think they would say silly. I'm a very unserious person. So they would definitely say silly, goofy, you know, I'm pretty lighthearted. They would say work very hard. Mm-hmm. She works hard. And then, like, loves her family.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I definitely do. Because I very much so live for Sharon, you know, this like my whole support system. They are everything to me.
Yeah.
So I think they would say that too.
If I was to ask your mom, what's the baddest thing you did as a kid? What would she say?
She said I talked too much, asked too many questions. Yeah, she said I was really obsessed with the sun, honestly.
Oh,
apparently
sun.
I was always saying, now why is the sun yellow? And why does this shine so bright? And why is it not up at night? And why does it hurt when you look at it? And why is it so hot? And why is it there? And why is it in the sky? And why can't we touch it? She said I would just why her to death.
Wait till your little son starts asking.
Oh my gosh, I hope I have the answers for him.
You know.
I'm gonna honestly be like, son, you know what? I asked the same thing. I don't know.
I love that. And I think I have the last one. What's the best compliment you ever got?
The best compliment? Don't change. Because I'm perfect.
Oh, wow. I like that.
I know. Yeah, I think when I was a kid, a lot, I would always hear, don't change. And it made me actually feel sorry for adults because I'm like, what the hell happened to y'all? Why do y'all keep telling me not to change? Did y'all change?
Right.
You know, but as I've gotten older, I realized why they said that to me. And I really do think it was such love that they showed me to say don't change because they want that, you know, you go through so much in life that it's hard not to become jaded or bitter or any of those things. And those aren't, I don't want to make those things negative because you do need some kind of like, okay, wait a minute. I've been here before. You know,
yeah.
what I mean? I don't want to fall for the same tricks, but there is like a innocence that I think we all got to try our best to maintain this kind of innocence that really, I think is directly correlated with faith. And just knowing that, you know what, I could deserve good things and good things are going to work out for me. And I think that's ultimately what they didn't want to change for me.
Yeah.
And to this day, I mean, they don't call me the manifesting queen for nothing. You know, I think that belief and that desire and that hope that all good things will come is still very much a part of who I am.
I always say that.
I truly believe
you wake up every day and I always say you can either meet your husband or get hit by a bus.
Girl,
anything can happen.
Come on now. Yes, that's quite a difference, isn't it?
Right? But
both of them can take you out.
Right? But again, it's like anything can happen, right?
Anything
so you have to believe that every single day your life can change.
You can.
In a great way or not. But you have to believe, you know?
You really do.
Yeah. Kiki Palmer, thank you so much.
Thank you.
You are just the cutest.
Oh, thanks, girl.
Broccoli City this weekend. You are performing. Tonight, we're going to be at Air Restaurant and Lounge.
Period. Turning up.
I don't know what you're drinking, but we'll make sure you have it right there.
Girl, I got a breastfeed.
Oh,
oh my
okay.
gosh. This is such a...
So
that
you're
pumping
on water.
And dumping.
What do you drink? What, you
that pumping it. I just do like a little mocktail. I mean, I do drink sometimes.
Okay.
It's just the pumping and dumping. I don't know if you have any kids, but like, it's such a hassle to like wait for the liquor to release from your pores.
Oh.
Girl, and I waste all this milk trying to do that. I just can't do it anymore. Honey, last time I wasted like 10 ounces.
Okay.
Of milk.
How long does it take him to eat 10 ounces? How fast?
So,
I like kids from a distance.
I'm howling. So usually my baby is like 4 ounces. So that was kind of like, that was like 3 bottles or so, you know what I'm saying? Of milk that he could have had, but he couldn't drink it because it had like a little alcohol in it.
Okay. Well, we'll get you a mocktail.
I got a little mocktail, girl. These kids.